Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am your host, Michael Horn, here for the show, but I'm not the star of the show. The star is the man we call Sultan. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him on Hunter. You saw him on Crisis. You saw him on Agent X. He's in the Transformers movie. I'm talking about the one and only American icon, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome back to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Sultan.
We've been away. I've been away. Mike, you've been away for a little while.
Yeah, but we're all back now.
But I just want you to bring this to your attention.
Yes, what's
there.
That? What's
in
that?
two weeks from this weekend.
Yes.
On the 21st of October.
Yeah, the 21st of October.
1973 at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum between the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers. I, Fred Dreyer, was christened and branded Sultan of Safeties.
So wait a second. So this 44 years ago on the weekend of the 21st,
yep.
You, Fred Dreyer,
yep.
Got the two sacks in the end zone in the same game, in the same quarter. You became known as the Sultan of Safeties.
That's right. I was branded before millions of people right there in the Coliseum.
Now, a lot of people say, what quarterback did you nail twice? Well, that's not quite the case because you nailed a different quarterback twice in that same thing. The first guy was, who was the first quarterback?
Scott Hunter was the starter. He was the starter. And then, of course.
You nailed him.
Yeah, well, of course.
And then he was sort of seeing stars. And then
what happened was their offense just could not get motivated. We beat them 24-7. But the point was is that we dominated them. And so they brought in another quarterback, Jim Delgazzo, which was a left-handed guy.
So you nailed him.
Yeah, and so he got the same treatment.
So here's my thought. I'm thinking maybe we can bring these guys in, possibly for, you know, get them on the show.
You never can tell.
Like that.
You never can tell. That's great theater.
Yeah, I think it would be good theater to go ahead and do something like that. Bring them in here. You can talk to them and everything. We'll see if they're still alert and everything after getting crushed.
I hope
by
they
you.
Don't have CTE.
Yeah, I hope they don't. That will be very good. Oh, I was looking at the wrong clock, so we're fine. Since we're good.
Nice
now
going.
I want to also talk to you. I want to also talk to you.
Yes.
Now I can show you this. So about your website, because your movie, Highway 395,
yes.
is up there.
Yes.
There's also pictures of you in the end zone hitting these guys.
Yeah,
and
yep.
So that's freddreyer.co. Is that the
website? Freddreyer.co. And go check it out. I play Raleigh Wade, the Sentinel of the Highway, up Highway 395. And we get all the bad guys. And it's very odd, off-center stories. It's a great show. Go out there and get it.
Freddreyer.co.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Hal's yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn. And right now, the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our program, the Sultan here at CRN, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you all very much. Great to be with you. And, you know, we're still in the afterglow, Mike Horn, of this kneel-down culture in sports.
Yeah, it seems I thought it would go away a little bit, especially in light of the tragedy we had with the hurricane situations and then the Las Vegas massacre and that tragedy. You would think that the players in the NFL would back it off a little bit and support the country and just stand up and kind of let everybody heal. But that does not seem to be the case. No. But it does seem to be the case in Louisiana. These schools, it's a good, we should maybe move to Louisiana. They're doing something there. The school officials in Louisiana, I don't know if you've heard this or not, are threatening to punish school athletes with suspensions, extra running, and removal from sports teams should they choose to kneel during the national anthem. It's a big deal.
Yes, it is. That's a very strong position to take in lieu of the culture today. And as we see here, as the word spread of the mandate, the ACLU reared its ugly head.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. One principal from Parrish, Louisiana, went even a little bit farther. They sent letters home to parents, and they warned that their kids would be subject to disciplinary action if they took part in the demonstrations and kneeling during the national anthem. And Parkway High School requires student athletes to stand in a respectful manner throughout the national anthem during any sporting event in which their team is playing. And they say if they fail to comply, it'll result in a loss of playing time. But you're saying the American Civil Liberties Union has now put the Louisiana schools on notice, and they have warned them that forcing students to stand during the national anthem or punishing students who take a knee in protest of racial injustice and police brutality would violate the students' First Amendment rights.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the other thing.
But yet they can take their guns away.
Yeah, well, here's what we don't know in this release. What we don't know is we don't know if this is a private school. Number one.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
We don't know if it's a private school. Oh, is it a city state school? Is it a sponsored state school? They're taking money from the state. How does that work? And the other thing else is, if and I would say this, I mean, legally, I have no idea because I'm not an attorney, but it's interesting. Every time somebody sets a standard or reinforces a standard, the ACLU shows up and says you can't do it.
Right.
So how I look at this is just as it comes to me here, this is a condition the school has set. Therefore, there is a consequence if you don't go by the standards of the school.
Correct.
If you accept the conditions, you accept the consequences. If I tell the parents of these kids, hey, look, you know, Billy and Bobby, if they take a knee, they're out of here. And if you don't want them to be a part of the school and a part of the standards of the school, you can take the kids out of school too if you want. You don't have to accept anything you don't want to accept.
Right.
But this is the standard of this school. You came to this school based on the standards in which we believe, and this issue we feel very strongly about. And the principal of a Parkway High School here, I guess, Waylon Bates. I love that name, Waylon Bates. He told the parents of the kids, "This is what we're doing. If you don't like it, don't have your kids come to school. And by the way, they're off the football team because those are our standards."
Because how far do you take this American Civil Liberties Union? I mean, anything. If you don't want to take your math test, then that's your right not to take it. They could say you don't have to take the test. I mean, if we follow everything and everybody's got a right to do it and you don't follow the goals and guidelines of the job, or in this case of the school, then you're going to be fired, or in this case not go to the school, get thrown out of the school.
Yeah, and basically what we're faced with here in this culture, and as the culture completely unravels, is that you have the difference between a private and public schools. Public schools are open. You know, once you take government money, the government gets to tell you what to do, and they set the curriculum and they set the standards of the schools. You know, you can't go in, and if I'm a teacher and I come in and I say, let's all stand up, put our hands over the flag, and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Wait a minute. Now you've got the ACLU and probably the cops coming in to arrest me and to tell me I can't do that. So the point is, under what circumstances can I ask my students or tell my students this is what we're doing?
This is the conditions of going to the school.
This is the conditions of going to the school, and if no one likes it, and certainly here if the ACLU says we're going to punish people accordingly, then you have to go to a private school.
Now, you can say that, Fred Dreyer, and you're I like the way you put it down, and you're very eloquent, you put it out there. But if you want to get the true sense of this as to whether these kids are kneeling or not, you should take it to the authority. And I'm talking about late night host Jimmy Don't Eat My Kibble and his Jimmy Kibble Show. And Jimmy will then go into one of his hilarious monologues. He'll cry a little bit and do all this kind of stuff. And he will, as the supreme being of our country, tell us what we should do. Don't you think we should just take this to Kimmel and let him go ahead and work on this?
Judge Kimmel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he should change the format of his show and not have any guests. He should just come out.
Just come out and stand
just
there.
Just like Reverend Ike and preach what he's going to preach and pass out prayer cloths.
He's a pro. They put that X. I've watched him in some of those religious shows. I wonder how they all stood, and they put an X right there, and the minister comes right up and stands on that X. And so Jimmy could come out and just stand right there and preach to us.
So he's an emotional sap. And he stands up and he just bleeds all over the floor, and the real shame is that the people in the audience have no idea what he's talking about. It's just emotion, and all you got
to
do.
He doesn't have facts to back up his support. That's the thing.
What's that?
He doesn't have the facts. We all felt the same way about Las Vegas and the situation there. Every American, if you had any kind of a feeling in your body, you know that it's terrible, and you feel that, and it's just the week has been a grind because of that. But Jimmy then takes it to bring out a political agenda, and he has no facts to back it up.
No, he's completely wrong, actually. Look. To use 59 dead bodies and the incident of 500 people wounded or traumatized at this point in time to make a political point that is specious at best. It is empty, and it has no underpinning at all of any fact or legality. And believe me, you know, they're trying to separate this gun issue with things like this. Every time somebody sets off into a frenzy to kill people, whether they're children, doesn't make any difference who they are, they're using these automatic weapons, and the ACLU and the leftists,
the anti-gun lobby,
they attack the Second Amendment through automatic weapons.
Key word you said there. Here's the deal. People saying, well, why do we, you know, if you got a beard, Jimmy Kimmel said, and they can go ahead and target you and they can look at your background. Why don't we do that to the people that buy guns? Well, we do. You have to get a permit, and people's background is researched. But here's a big difference. The Second Amendment of the Constitution is a law of this land, and people coming into this country as a potential terrorist or someone who is not a citizen of the United States is not governed under our laws. So we can do whatever we want to do based on the laws of our land to check out immigrants and people that come to this country before they become citizens. So, Jimmy, get some facts together and take a look at it. It's a terrible thing.
Exactly.
It's a terrible tragedy.
Exactly.
But it doesn't mean you pull the guns out. That idiot would have gotten guns any way he could have, which he did anyway, and modified them.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable. Less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the lounge. Everybody's been on edge over this whole massacre in Las Vegas. It's put everybody on just a downer and a terrible time. Hopefully this country, which I know we will recover from it, but our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that lost family members. I have a person that I know that was a bullet went through one person and went into this guy and went into his knee, and he's got some blood disease now, and he's going to have surgeries on his knee. I mean, a lot of people affected by this. The Los Angeles Kings had a beautiful young lady that worked for them shot and killed by this freaking jackass that was up in Las Vegas in that hotel room. And as I said on the show earlier in the week, this guy, all I can tell you is he's burning in hell, and I just love to have a TV screen watching this guy burn right away for all eternity. Just there's nothing good and redeemable about a guy like that. Anyway, so let's deal with something positive here and some sports news. Fred Dreyer's with us here to try to cheer us up, the man who can bring you stuff. And let's talk a little bit about the Miami Marlins, because Derek Jeter in the news, he's got his group together, and they've purchased the Marlins, the Miami Marlins. What, they spent $1.2 billion for this team?
Yes, they did. And tell you, that's one of the franchises in sports, along with Tampa Bay, that I thought should have been retracted. They should have dissolved both those franchises.
Well, here's the thing, though. They won a World Series, and right after that first World Series they won, they like sold everybody off. But in 5 years, they rebuilt the team and they came back. And so now this, they haven't been in the playoffs for a while right now. They've missed the postseason, I think, 14 straight years, 14 seasons. So Jeter's there, and he doesn't like the word teardown. Yet he may have to make some unpopular decisions. What's he looking at, do you think, Fred, on this team?
Well, he's looking at, number one, getting rid of Giancarlo Stanton. Great player.
Great player. The guy had 59 home runs this year, right?
That's correct. That's right.
132 RBIs.
But this Lurie, the guy who owned this team.
Jeff Lurie.
I don't even know what the word is. Irresponsible is one.
Listen, he had the Montreal Expos. That's this team.
Yeah,
and I liked him. I mean, he was seemed like a nice guy.
He's proven to be a loser no matter what company he owns.
Well, he doesn't have the money, I don't think.
Well, then sell it to get someone who can.
That's what he did.
You're about 20 years too late.
Okay. So
he signs this Giancarlo to a 13-year contract for $325 million in the face of a rotten farm system with no leadership in the front office whatsoever.
I didn't say he was a genius.
I'm not saying this about you.
I'm
saying here we are once again covering another sports team that's poorly run, incompetently run by this guy who the rest of the league tolerates. If I'm an owner, I don't care what team I'm owning, and I've got a fellow owner in my clubhouse who's doing this to his team, I'm going to come out and I'm going to blast him. I'm going to go at him. I'm going to tell him you're bad for the league. You're bad for baseball. If you want to give this guy $500 million for 2 years, that's your business, and you better figure out a way how to make it work for your team. It's called a business model. There is no reasonable business model that was set forth by this guy Lurie by signing
Jeff
Stanton
Lurie,
to a 13-year contract. He's 3 years into a 13-year contract.
What's the total on that contract?
$325 million. $325 million. And if you're Artie
Moreno,
the owner of the Angels.
He signed Albert
Pujols. He signed him to a 10-year, $280 million contract.
And how's that working out for the
Angels? Yeah, well, again, I joke about this, you know, but he's going to have, probably next summer, he'll probably swing into the back phase of the contract.
What's the back
which
phase?
Which calls for, Albert to come over on the weekends and clean up the yard. It's a personal service contract. And
I don't know if that's
hey, Albert, could you possibly walk Betsy, the poodle, before the doubleheader today? Wait a minute.
Okay.
Just a second.
Go ahead. Finish off.
This situation that Jeter is involved in, he's going to have to now make unpopular decisions.
Right.
That's the first thing I tell people when you buy something that is so badly damaged as this baseball team. You must stand up and say, what idiot built this stadium on the premise that it would bring people in to watch a bad baseball team? That is ludicrous. It's idiocy, and so if you're Jeter, for him to feel like, oh, gee, I don't want to say it, but we got to you got to completely tear it down. Here's what I would do. I was getting my hot list of 20 things. Slug lines of 20 things that I'm going to do to this team.
All right, can we hang on here? Maybe continue with this a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Take it easy. Somebody bring Mr. Dreyer and some cold water.
Give me another shot of whiskey.
Fred will be right back. It's the Sports Lounge. We're taking apart the Marlins next. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, your weekend wrap of all things sports. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties, one in the same game, the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end. The acting legend. You saw him in Hunter. You got a movie coming out here soon, too. You're working on the Transformers, aren't you? Talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer in a very jovial mood today. And by the way, they just called and they'd like you to appear on the Jimmy Don't Eat My Kibble show if you can make it.
I'll come by with a bag of hammers.
Hammer home your points? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back here to the show. So just before the break there, we're talking about Derek Jeter. You know, his group has been able to purchase the Miami Marlins for $1.2 billion. And he said he doesn't like the word tear down, yet he's acknowledged he's going to make some what he calls unpopular decisions as part of his group's new ownership of the Marlins. And they've been talking about this. And one of the deals is, you know, Mike Stanton, 59 home runs, 132 RBIs, but he's got this 10-year deal. How much is he getting of that 10-year deal again, Fred Dreyer?
Well, he's 3 years into a 13-year deal. He's got $285,000 left.
Still owed on it.
$285 million.
$285 million.
Yes, still,
$85 million with an M.
Okay. But Jeter says, I haven't spoken to Giancarlo. I haven't spoken to the players. But anything we're going to do moving forward with the organization, I discuss with the team, President Mike Hill. Stanton told FanRag Sports that he does not want to be a part of another rebuild with the Marlins, saying, I've lost for 7 years. Now listen to this.
Okay.
He's lost for 7 years and he's upset. Yet he took a 13-year extension with the team to get the money. So if you're accepting a 13-year deal in the face of losing for 7 years and watching manager after manager after general manager and after trainer and after the infrastructure changes over 3 or 4 or 5 times from the time you've been there, then you deserve to not only get your money, but you also deserve to get the wind up of what kind of team you are.
Yeah.
And if you're a bad team, you got to live with it and go cash your checks and shut up. So when someone asks you, you know, we have to ask his permission. We want to be gentle with Giancarlo.
With Mike Stanton.
We want to be gentle with Mike Stanton. He's a local kid here. You know
he played in Notre Dame High School, San Fernando Valley. He was known as Mike Stanton. Now he's Giancarlo.
Well, he's Giancarlo. Anyway,
so he's a good player, but it's like they got to ask him and all this stuff. And you're saying, hey, he's complaining. Stanton is complaining to FanRag magazine that he's lost for 7 years, and the Mike Hill, the team president, he doesn't. All of them don't want to be part of another rebuild yet. What are you going to do if you paid $1.2 billion for the Marlins? You're going to make some changes. Well, otherwise, why did you invest your money in the team?
Well, not only have you done that, but even under the best of times, when they won and they won the World Series.
Yes.
They were very down in terms of attendance. You know, their weekly attendance, they'll show up for a playoff game, they'll show up for a World Series, but this is not a town that is a baseball-friendly town.
Yeah.
So what? They'll come out and watch the Yankees, you know, Port St. Lucie or the Mets, and they'll sit there, you know, while their arteries harden, and they'll have a beer, and they'll walk around with the dog, and they'll say, gee, this is really nice. That's the extent of the fan base in Florida for Major League Baseball. Now, look, the stat, here's what he says. Jeter, we do have to rebuild the team. It starts with the player development of scouting. We rebuild it from the top down and bottom up. The status of Hill and manager Mattingly have yet to be determined.
So Don Mattingly may not be back, President Mike Hill may be gone.
And if I'm Jeter,
yes.
And I'm not, but if I'm these guys and I paid how much, $1.3 billion for this thing?
$1.2 billion.
I'm telling telling him this way. I would say, let me tell you something. You know, let's detune the stadium. Let's make sure that we have the infrastructure in place, and let's not get so excited about attendance until we have something to show. And they don't have anything to show. They've lost Marlins. What it says right here. The Marlins lost money this season. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they gave it to Mike Stanton. And now they're trying to be – we don't want to hurt Mike's feelings by telling him we have to rebuild. Well, guess what? You do have to rebuild. And guess the first thing I'm doing, Mike, is firing you. I'm trading you to somebody else. I'm not – I got to get rid of this contract and go back and rebuild it, rebuild the infrastructure so it makes sense and it's viable.
Now, here's the deal. If they're not – that's true. Operationally, you got to do that. But number because you want a winner. But number two, you got to put fans in the seats. And so I'm thinking, because I know you're a big fan of this kind of stuff, maybe you hire a Bafos marketing manager and bring in things like the Kiss Cam and have those little candy racists.
Exactly.
Like getting under your skin a little bit?
Yeah,
they bring the Kiss Cam back and they do some things to get the crowd more into the game.
Let's guess what general manager is under the hot seat. A picture of the general manager under the hot seat.
It's an older crowd there. It's kind of like a lot of retirees. So
why did they put a team
there? Maybe they have
the
cane walk or something. We see who can walk fast or whatever. What do you think?
No. It's the artery room where they go in and they pick out the person.
Free artery checkout night.
Pick out the old man who's closest to dropping dead.
Just stop. Maybe they have like body scan night. That would be something where you get a complimentary body scan when you come into the ballpark.
And then there's poodle night. And then the person who wins the artery contest gets a free poodle.
All right, now if you want to chime in on this, follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And definitely email him because we always read these emails. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Y-E-R at the CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
We love watching sports, but with so many options for television and online streaming, it's nearly impossible to catch all the best moments of your favorite games. Now with the SportFlip app, you can receive real-time, customized notifications so you know when your games are back on after a break. SportFlip is simple. Just set which games or teams you want to follow, and whenever a game returns from a commercial break, period change, or rain delay, you will receive a notification on your device. Download SportFlip from the App Store today and watch more sports.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Back in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter, Crisis, Land's End, Agent X. Nice shooting a new film now. Transformers. You're going to go back in the studio and do a little something there soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I think about another 10 days or so. I've got about 6 days worth of work, 5 days worth of work boarded. Whether or not it comes out to five or six, I don't know. But we're rolling right along.
All right, so you tell us a little bit more about it once you get it done.
Yeah, later on I'll chat with you about.
All right, so we're talking about baseball here, and we talked about the Miami Marlins. The Mets are changing some course, and here's the thing. Apparently, they've already done some shakeups for you. They've the pitching coach, Dan Worthen, and their head trainer, Ray Ramirez, not going to be retained for next season. Apparently, yep. This trainer that they fired is hated by the fans. How do you, as a trainer, how do you get hated by the fans? I guess the New York fans get on players, but they hate the trainer?
Yes.
So how does that
happen? Well, it's very simple.
What is that?
When the entire team goes on the DL. When they're not available, when the manager looks down the bench, realizes the lineup card that he just filled out about an hour ago has no shot of being used that day. And what happens? You know, when players show up, we've talked about this when Puig was injured and when Matt Kemp used to get injured all the time. When players show up. And go on the DL. I make a joke that they're going to go. They just can't wait to show up. Can't wait for the season to start so they can show up on the DL and get that great potato salad at the buffet because that's where all of them hang out.
And just eat. They don't
and just
play.
Eat and they stretch and then they get sent down to Albuquerque someplace or
do a rehab assignment.
They go to Hawaii or someplace to get some sun and to warm up their bad sore knee that they got climbing in the window the night before. But the problem is that multiple sources here with the Mets, Ramirez's ouster was...
He was there 14 years.
But a source indicated Tuesday the team's brass made a late call not to retain Ramirez. The Ramirez were next to last in the National League with a 5.01 ERA. Ramirez was a popular target amongst fans, frustrated with the team's injuries. Alderson cited a reorganization of the team's training staff as the reason for Ramirez's departure.
So there you go.
And it's just this. It could be as simple as, we're not going to be innovative in how we treat injuries. We don't have a stretching program. How do we recoup? What demand do we make on the players to be responsible when they come in? What is the communication to the team from the training staff that tells people this is what you're expected to attain? This is what we're going to do when we come into training camp. As an example, during my playing time in the National Football League, different head coaches brought in different trainers and different conditioning coaches. And what they said was, this is what we're going to do to help prevent injuries. It's a tough sport anyway.
Right.
But you can help prevent injuries. They can't be self-inflicted. And here's how we're going to get well. And here's how we're going to stay in a preventative mode from getting hurt. And that philosophy is part of the general manager. It's part of how he decides who to hire as a coach. And Terry Collins, the head, manager of the Mets, is responsible as hell for what Ramirez and his training staff does.
But Terry Collins has already announced his resignation as manager this last week, but he's been named the general manager Sandy Alderson's special assistant. So I guess he'll
do what? What's he got?
I'm just giving you the facts.
I know, but
Terry Collins was a good guy in the Dodgers organization for recognizing
that doesn't help.
Young talent
that doesn't help
and the Albuquerque Dukes. And so maybe he's going to work and try to develop talent from the minor league level for the teams.
Well, look, I made a note down here on this other comment, this other topic we had, Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
It's a business model. What is the business model? It's just not, okay, these guys know how to get off the bus. They know how to go take batting practice. They know where to live. They know where the lunch and the dinner hall is. And they know how to get on the bus. They know how to read, you know, a lineup card. That's all fine. But what are you instilling in your players?
Right.
It comes through as a business model of this is how I believe what we should be doing. You know, I don't see any baseball teams running. I don't see them coming in for the first two or three days.
Things getting loosened up.
Here's what it is. You know, the first day of camp,
yep.
They all come in and they get their bats and they go out and start taking batting practice and they jog to first base and pretend they're running. And then they'll go out and they'll do some stretching and they'll do this preposterous prancing that makes me think that somebody's on LSD or somebody should be.
You don't like the prancing?
This is idiocy what baseball does. You go to a Dodger game, you sit up there and I watch them take batting practice, and both teams, visiting team and home team, they come out and they pretend they're actually exercising while they're shooting the bull with the other people on the other team in the batting cage.
Don't they sprint out there? The Dodgers used to
sprint.
They
don't do anything.
No, and
that's where you get hurt when you sprint out to your position.
Yeah.
If you're a center fielder, you got more of a chance of blowing a hamstring than the third base guy does going out.
Because you got to.
But I know we've got around the short clock here. But I do know that if you don't bring these guys in and tell them the first week of training camp, you can forget about hitting. We're going to be running. We're going to be stretching. We're going to find out who's been working out, and we're going to kill you the first week. That never happens in baseball.
No, never. Used to, though. Many years ago.
Yeah, but they were all fat and drunk when they show up in the offseason.
Well, that's how they got in the shape. We'll continue straight ahead here. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, CRN. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. It's time to go into our old email fan mail bag here. And Steve says, Fred Dreyer, he's talking to you, says, enjoyed last week's broadcast. Any suggestions about a diet-oriented reading list that would help me understand your philosophy for food?
Well, I do, certainly, but it goes back about 45 years. I couldn't give it to you all, but just remember one thing. The whole key to it is drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day, and it's all about acid alkaline and digestion of proteins.
All right, Chantel says she lives in Brooklyn Park, I guess Minnesota, and she says she's always enjoyed the series Hunter with the amazing Stephanie Kramer, so she's still watching the series with you.
Yeah, she should, because Stephanie was great in that show. It's too bad that we're not still doing it.
Mark is saying, he said he enjoyed the show. He says, honest words from an honest man talking about you. Quoting Mark, he says, could you imagine if we all took a knee at work right now because we considered our treatment unfair? There would be no work getting done. Management would fire us, and rightly so. I'm trying to figure out what the owners in the NFL and coaches are thinking.
Very smart observation, Mark, because
yeah,
that is the whole idea. We want standards to be set and upheld by the league.
He calls these players spoiled millionaire malcontents. They're making millions to play a game in a country that pays them like no other country would. That's very true.
That's very, very true. Believe me, most people agree with you, Mark. Most people do.
Martha's upset. She says it's been 3 weeks without the Sultan, and she wants you back, and here you are. Look, at her wish is, you know, her demand is her wish.
Well, you know something? You can always understand one thing. When the Sultan leaves, he will come back.
Jose said on the national anthem, would you protest in another way or think it's just not disrespectful and he would just not protest at all?
Well, right? If I had anything to say, I'd say it off on my own time and not involve my teammates.
Send your emails, Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Back in the sports lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. So the NBA has a new All-Star Game format. The All-Star Game is going to take place at Staples Center in Los Angeles in February for the NBA. It's going to look a lot different. The league announced that they're getting rid of the old East versus West format. And instead, the two teams are going to be let captains choose the players, kind of like playground style. Hey, you're on my team. Okay, I'll pick you. That kind of thing. And they used that format previously in the NFL's Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star Game. And they're trying to generate more interest from players and fans alike in the annual event that's become kind of ridiculously high scores. Last year's score was 192 to 182 in favor of the Western Conference.
Exactly.
So they're going to 10 starters are going to be selected through fan player and media balloting. The coaches from each conference will choose the 14 reserves. Each conference is going to be represented by 12 players, but the players with the highest number of votes from the East and the West will choose their teams from there.
But they're still going to choose East and West players.
Yes.
So you can't just say, I think I want LeBron James.
No.
And I want Latrell, and I
right.
want, what's his name on my team?
Right.
Fan all-star voting has ruined all-star games.
I believe that.
You know, it used to be in baseball. It started in baseball in the 70s when pro football was exploding onto the scene.
Right.
It was only like about three, 4 years after ESPN came on, and you could foretell the explosion of pro football in America. And so baseball had flattened out. And so what did they try to do? Well, they tried to change the all-star voting. They tried to do a lot of things where they got the fans involved. And that's the worst thing you can do because it is a popularity contest.
That's right.
It's all it is.
Yeah, you vote all the players on your team. That's all it is. For the best guy.
Well, look at this last go-around. It was embarrassing. And if I was Justin Turner, you know, who was sitting there holding hands with his wife and his mother-in-law and had the dog on their lap while they were counting the ballots, would he make the All-Star team or would he not? And they were telling people, remember, get out there and stuff those ballots. Remember, get out there and vote 75 times.
I did. I voted a bunch of times.
Yeah, I know you did. You know, and that's
fine.
You know, you promoted it, but nobody cares. You know, I want to make sure that if it's an all-star game,
the
all-star game is picked by the players and the coaches.
Yep,
those are the people
stars.
That know. And here was an example.
LeBron James
was LeBron James. I'm going to jump cut.
He's been predicted by half of the 30 NBA GMs to win the MVP. He was named the NBA's best small forward, best leader, most versatile player, best team basketball IQ, best passer, and player who forces the most coaches' adjustments. That's what he's chosen.
Well, look, it says here according to a survey.
Yeah.
Let's just circle that. We know what the survey is.
Yeah.
But here's the point.
Yeah.
The player who forces the most coaches' adjustment was LeBron. LeBron James.
Right.
It was a coach who said, this guy's a great player. You didn't have to explain to people why he was a great player. The coaches in the league said, LeBron's the best. The players who played against him said, they're the best. I don't want to hear what Charlie down the street says or what the Little League coach says. I don't want to hear what anybody says. I voted for him 700 times last week. I was drunk and I stuffed the ballot for 700 times for LeBron.
Well,
so therefore,
drunk,
he should be an all-star. No, he shouldn't. He should be an all-star if the players, The players who know and the coaches who know choose that he should be an all-star. Everything else is a popularity contest that undermines the integrity of the sport.
All right, we'll continue this discussion. In the meantime, we want to let you know that Fred Dreyer, follow him on Twitter. He's there, active all the time. Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Send him an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And for God's sakes, go to his new website. He's got this movie out there, Highway 395. The website is FredDreyer.co. FredDreyer, DRYER.co. Lots of good stuff on that site, so check it out.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So just as a little wrap there, Fred, on this LeBron James predicted by half of the NBA GMs to win the MVP. You think there needs to be a different way of selecting people for the All-Star game?
It was wonderful for baseball when they said, you know, we got to get the ratings up, so we're going to let the fan base vote for players in the All-Star game. Well, we don't need that anymore, and people are tired of seeing a popularity contest. You've got to allow coaches and the players themselves to vote for who should be in the All-Star game.
The All-Star voting, as Fred Dreyer says, has ruined the All-Star game. All right, so let's continue here with some emails that we had. Also, people sending things in. John says, I heard you on The Morning Answer. That's a local station in Los Angeles. And he said, I absolutely loved what you said this morning about what is lost in the taking taking of the knee, the pageantry, the NFL, and the Americana. I stopped watching the NFL in 1986 when my then hometown team, the Cardinals, left for Arizona, and in my youth discovered that my hometown team was not my hometown team. Thank you for your viewpoint, your statement on what the owner should have done with CK and your passion for your beliefs. What did you say on that morning answer show?
Oh, it's just too much to talk about now, but I just reinforced what was very obvious and what I think most people are now finding to be true. Not that they needed to be talked into it, because people can think for themselves, you know.
Right. But, you know, you just, again, it's, you played for John Madden, who said, don't disrespect me and don't disrespect the team, right?
Yeah, he had three rules, John. He said, don't, do your job, show up on time, and don't disrespect me or the ownership of the team.
Pamela says here, another email, we'll always love the way you portrayed Hunter, but definitely the real Fred Dreyer is even more sensational. She should go to your website, shouldn't she?
She should. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
FredDreyer.co and get that new movie downloaded, Highway 395. DJ says, truth, never forget that the same NFL that supports the individual freedom of expression for the players is the same NFL that refused to allow Tim Tebow to kneel in prayer. Excessive celebration, they said, or let the Dallas Cowboys wear a tiny helmet sticker honoring five civilian police officers. Now, he's put it down in the words.
Well,
huh?
This is exactly how clear it's becoming today, that the American people absolutely know what's going on. They don't need the press to tell them or steer them in a false direction.
All right, now follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and Fred Dreyer at CRTalk.com. Go to his website, FredDreyer.co.